it's all over. What a wonderful event it has been. And Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, as you have mentioned, well, they are the champions yet again, 3 years in a row, coming out on top after some tremendously exciting stages in ever-changing and demanding conditions. We really had it all in this year's Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally. So the defending champions winning this time by a margin of 20.5 seconds. The gap last year was 17.4 seconds, and we've the same top three drivers this year as last year. Once again, Marian Evans and Jer Conway having to settle for second in their Toyota Yaris Rally 2 behind the Skoda Fabia RS Rally 2 of Devine and O'Sullivan. The winners, well, they led 19 of the 20 stages, deserved winners, and there will be big celebrations tonight for the Derry driver and his Kerry co-driver. Well, in third place, once again, David Kelly. This time a change of co-drivers. It was Dean O'Sullivan last year. This year it was Arthur Kearns in the Volkswagen Polo. A great run once again by the Donegal man. Third overall, a minute and 2 seconds behind second spot, and some 1 minute 22.9 seconds behind Devine. Must be said, a very controlled drive by Devine and O'Sullivan. Throughout the rally, there was others nipping away, trying to claw back that deficit over the stages, the likes of Hayden Patton, the likes of John Armstrong, who put in some tremendous runs, but ultimately Devine showing great calmness and securing the victory. Looking down at the rest of the top 10, well, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in the Hyundai i20, they were fourth last year, they were fifth. Behind them, Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty, an all Donegal crew in the Skoda Fabia RS Rally 2, significantly not just up one place on last year, but getting ahead of his father, Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh, also in a similar Skoda Fabia. Well, they were sixth overall, and the time difference between the father and son in the end was some 45 seconds. In seventh place, Pedigo's Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly in the Ford Fiesta, stepping up, of course, this year from the modifieds, and will be pleased enough with that seventh overall finish and completing the top ten. In eighth, James Ford and Neil Shanks. Ninth, Ryan Loughran and Dale McGettigan. And tenth, Matthew Boyle and Gary Byrne. Well, the modified section, the two-wheel drive, as always, plenty of drama for much of the rally. Kevin Gallagher, fancied by many to win another title in this category. Well, he did lead in the Darien until he went off on Carnhill earlier on today. Now, that paved the way for quite a battle behind, and in the end, it was Cavan's Aaron McIntyre with Derry Long on the notes in the Toyota Starlet rear-wheel drive who won the modified section. That's a class of 14. Behind them in second place, Donegal's Gareth Irwin and Justin McCauley in a Ford Escort Mark II. The gap in the end, just 8.9 seconds, so it all went down to the last couple of stages. And Conor Harvey and Eamon Darby, also from Donegal, third in the modified in a Ford Escort Mark II. They had a few issues earlier on today, and tyre choice for many people today was certainly an issue and had an influence on the final bearings. Looking down at some of the other categories, well, looking at the Rally 4 category, and the Inishowen driver Kyle McBride and Darren Mullen in the Peugeot 208 Rally 4, they triumphed in this section, so a great weekend for them. They were particularly pleased on their own patch around Mallon Mamor and in the first three stages back on Friday, so they took the honours there in Rally 4. Going through some of the other class winners now, Class 13 went to Barry McLaughlin and Barry McBride in a Ford Escort Mark 1. Class 24, the Ford Escort of PJ McDermott, a regular, and Patrick Brides. And then in the Rally 3 category, it was Johnny Mulholland and Ryan Farrell in the Ford Fiesta Rally 3. The Honda Civic of Kevin McLaughlin and Neil Martin Brogan, proved to be the winner in category 11F, so another local success in that one. And it was a Ford Escort Mark II in category 11R for Anthony Hand and David McCrudden, who came out top there. Class 12 saw Justin Smith and Kieran McGorman winning in a Ford Escort Mark II. And just looking at some of the other stage winners, Michael Renton and Tom Howie in a Subaru Impreza came out on top in Class 20. And in Class 22, Peter Keown and Barry Keown in a Peugeot 106 GTI. Just rounding things off then in terms of the classes, Raymond Gurney and Oren Taylor in a Subaru N16 won Class 15. And the Ford Puma of Jason Mooney and Sean Doherty from Donegal, well, a great rally for them. They won Class 9. Now, in the historic category, John O'Donnell and Paddy Robinson in the BMW M3, well, they retained their title with a comfortable enough margin in the end ahead of Marion Evans, the other Marion Evans, and Anthony O'Sullivan in a Ford Escort. The difference there, 133.6 ultimately. Trevor Wilson and Paul Mulholland in another BMW M3, well, they were in third in the historics. Great to see a big entry in the historics. And finally, the junior category, Letterkenny's Ronan Dorion and Mickey Joe Brown in a Honda Civic. They won the junior category, and absolute delight for them. Ronan Dorion has competed, gone close on previous occasions for Mickey Joe Brown, saying it was a case of third time lucky. So well done indeed to them, and indeed to all who took part. The general consensus, one of the best rallies ever. Great crowds, great organisation. Things went very smoothly indeed. And as always, some pulsating action around the 20 stages and a great advertisement for the sport here in Donegal. So in conclusion, the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally, once again, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan have taken the honours, and as you mentioned, Kieran, they are now amongst those that you can call them the greats. Cathal Curley back in 72, 73 and 74. Billy Coleman, 84, 85 and 86. Andrew Nesbitt, first time in 96. He followed it on in 98 and also 2000, 2002 and 2003. And the late Manus Kelly and his co-driver Donal Barrett back in 2016, 2017 and 2018. And now we have the names of Callum Devine from Derry, Noel O'Sullivan of Kerry. They have won it 2023, 2024 and 2025. Our thanks to everybody who has tuned in over the weekend, and also to the Pulse nightclub and Voodoo venue for their support, and thanks to everybody who assisted the Highland Radio sports team out and about throughout the weekend. As I hand back to you, Kieran, in studio, there will be some big celebrations going on in many places tonight.